He alone is accredited to have knowledge of the promised hour. And no fruit come forth from their sheaves, nor does any female conceive, nor does she give birth to a being, but everything takes place according to his knowledge. The day when he will call out to them, the polytheists, saying, Where are my partners you associated with me? They will say, We declare before you, none of us is a confessor now that they are your partners. Not only that, those false gods whom they called upon in their worship before that will be lost to them. They will know for certain that they have no place of escape. A person does not grow weary of praying for good, but if evil befalls him, he becomes despondent, despaired of all hope. Yet, if we show him mercy from ourselves, after he has suffered affliction, he will surely say, This is my due. I do not believe that the promised hour will ever come. And if I am at all brought back to my Lord, I shall of course have with him the very best of all the goodly things. Yet on the day of requital, we will surely tell those who disbelieve plainly all that they did, and accordingly we will make them suffer a terrible punishment. And when we bestow a favor on a person, he turns aside ungratefully and behaves with pride. But when evil befalls him, he is full of lengthy supplications and prayers. Say, have you ever considered that if it, the Quran, be from Allah, and yet you disbelieve in it, who is steeped in greater error than the one who has gone far in opposition to him and his Quran? We shall soon show these disbelievers for their guidance our signs, even in the remotest regions of the earth, and in their own persons, until it becomes quite manifest to them that this Quran is the lasting truth in fact. Is it not enough for them that the Lord indeed keeps watch over everything? Look, they are in disquieting and grave doubt about the meeting with their Lord. Beware, he certainly encompasses everything in his knowledge and power. Al-Shura, the Council. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Ha-Mim, Allah is praiseworthy, Lord of all honor. Ayn, Sin, Qaf, all-knowing, all-hearing, all-powerful. Just as he has sent this revelation, so does Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise, reveals to you, and so has he also revealed to those messengers who preceded you. All that lies in the heavens and all that lies in the earth belongs to him, and he is the most sublime, the All-Great. The heavens may well nigh rend asunder from above these disbelievers due to his displeasure of them. But the angels are declaring the holiness of their Lord, along with his praise, and they ask his protection for those on the earth. Behold, it is Allah alone who is the all-protecting, the ever-merciful. As for those who have taken to themselves patrons apart from him, Allah is watchful over them and goes on keeping the record of the deeds which serve as a proof against them, and you are in no way responsible of their affairs. Just as we have sent this revelation, so we have sent as another favor to you the Quran in Arabic through revelation so that you may warn the people of Metropolis, the Meccans, and all those around it, and that you may warn them of the day of general gathering. The day about the advent of which there is no doubt, the day there will be a party of those going into paradise, and another party of those going into the blazing fire. And if Allah had wanted to enforce his will, he would have made all these people one nation of believers. But he admits him to his mercy who wishes so. As for the wrongdoers, they will have neither a patron nor a helper in the hereafter. Have they taken to themselves other patrons apart from him, the only God? But the real patron is Allah alone. He alone raises the dead to life, and he is the possessor of every power over every desired thing. And whatever may be your differences in a thing, the ultimate decision of it rests with Allah. Such is Allah, my Lord. On him alone have I always put my trust, and towards him do I turn seeking his mercy. He is the originator of the heavens and the earth. He has made your mate from your own species, and has made mates of the cattle also from their own species. That is the way of mating together, whereby he multiplies you. Naught is as his exegesis. He is beyond all comparison. And he is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. The things encircling the heavens and the earth belong to him. He multiplies the means of livelihood for such of them as he will, and makes them scant for such of them as he will. He has indeed full knowledge of each and every thing. He has ordained for you the same course of faith as he enjoined on Noah, and which we have revealed to you. And it is the same faith which we enjoined on Abraham, Moses, Jesus. So keep the faith and do not differ in it. He ordained you to establish obedience to Allah and not to be divided into sects therein. Hard upon the polytheists is that teaching which you call them to. Allah draws him towards himself who wishes to be drawn to him, and guides him to himself who turns towards him with a sincere heart. And these rejectors of the faith split themselves into factions only after true knowledge of the fundamental principles of faith had come to them, and that too out of jealousy among themselves and to spite one another. But for the word of promise already gone forth from your Lord, that they would be given respite for a fixed term, the judgment upon these disbelievers would surely have long been passed by their complete annihilation. As for those who have been made to inherit the scripture after these prophets, they are in a disquieting and grave doubt about this Quran. Since they are split up and divided, call to this true faith and go on following the straight path as you have been bidden. Do not follow their vain desires, but say, I believe in what Allah has revealed of the book, and I have orders to do justice between you. Allah is our Lord as well as your Lord. We shall reap the fruit of our deeds, and you shall reap the fruit of yours. There exists no cause of dispute between us and you. Allah will gather us together to judge between us with justice, and towards him is the eventual return of us all. And as for those who dispute about Allah, after his call has generally been responded, futile and void will be their argument in the sight of their Lord, and his displeasure will come down upon them, and there awaits them a severe punishment. Allah is he who has sent down the perfect book, suiting your requirements with the lasting truth and an equitable law. How should you know that the promised hour may be near at hand? Only those who do not believe in it seek to hasten it, but those who believe in the truth about the hour dread it and are full of awe regarding it. And they know that it is in fact a certainty. Beware! Those who dispute about the hour are steeped in far gone error. Allah is benignant to his servants. He bestows his gifts on whomsoever he pleases. He is all-powerful, almighty. For he who seeks the harvest, the reward of the hereafter, we shall add to his harvest. But he who seeks the harvest of this world, we shall give him a portion of it, and he shall have no share whatsoever in the hereafter. Do these disbelievers have such associate partners with Allah who have decreed a law which is contrary to the law Allah has sanctioned? Had we not given our verdict about the respited time of the final judgment, the orders of destruction would have long been passed between them. Indeed, there awaits the wrongdoers a woeful punishment. On the day of judgment, You shall see these wrongdoers full of dread and awe on account of the evil deeds they have committed. Yet this punishment as a consequence to their evil deeds is sure to befall them. But those who believe and accordingly do deeds of righteousness will be in flowering and delightful meadows of the gardens. There is present with their Lord whatever they desire. That indeed is the bounteous favor of Allah. That is the same bounteous favor of which Allah gives the glad tidings to His servants who believe and accordingly do deeds of righteousness. Say, I ask no reward from you for it. All that I ask you is to cherish the strongest love to be near to Him. He that does a good deed, we make this good deed look all the more beautiful to him. Verily, Allah is all-protecting, most appreciating of our service to Him. Rather, they say, He has forged a lie against Allah by presenting this Quran. If Allah so willed, He would set a seal against them upon your heart. But Allah eradicates falsehood through you and establishes the truth by dint of His words, prophecies, and revelation. He is indeed one knowing full well even the innermost thoughts of the hearts. It is He who accepts penitence of His servants and pardons them for their evil deeds, and He knows all that you do. And He responds to the prayers of those who believe and accordingly do deeds of righteousness, and gives them even more than they pray for through His grace and bounty. As for the disbelievers, there awaits them a severe punishment. And if Allah were to grant abundant provision for all His people, they would certainly commit rebellious transgression in the land. But as it is, He sends it down according to a set and proper measure as He deems fit. He is indeed well aware of His people and all-seeing of their condition. And He it is who sends down rain after the people have lost all hope and unfolds His mercy. And He alone is the patron, the praiseworthy. The creation of the heavens and the earth, and the creation of each living thing He has spread forth in them both are some of His signs. Indeed, He is the possessor of every power over gathering them together whenever He will. And whatever calamity befalls you is of your own making. And yet, He goes on forgiving a great many of your sins out of His mercy. And you cannot frustrate Allah's purpose in the earth, nor have you, apart from Allah, any real protecting friend or helper. And the towering ships sailing in the sea like mountaintops are some of His signs as well. And if He so will, He can cause the wind to become still so that they stand motionless on its surface. Surely there are signs in this for every patiently persevering and grateful person. Or He, if He so will, can also destroy the occupants of these ships, making them too heavy because of the sinful deeds they have committed, while He has pardoned a great many of their sins and could save them. Yet He destroys them, so that those who dispute concerning our teachings may know that there is no escape for them. People, whatever you have been given is only the passing enjoyment of the present life, but much better and much more lasting is that reward which Allah has for those who believe and put their trust in their Lord. Those who avoid the more grievous sins and acts of indecency, and who forgive when their anger is aroused. And those who respond to their Lord and observe prayer, and whose affairs are decided by mutual consultation, and who go on spending in our cause out of what we have provided for them, and those who, when they meet wrongful aggression, defend themselves, and they keep in mind that the recompense of an evil done is a punishment equal to it. But He who pardons an offender and thereby improves the matter and effects thereby a reform in the offender shall have his reward from Allah. Behold, He does not love the wrongdoers. No blame shall lie on those who defend themselves after a wrong is done to them. The blame only lies on those who wrong people and commit aggression in the land without justification. It is they for whom there awaits a grievous punishment. But the one who bears the wrong done to him and forgives, let it be remembered that surely to do so is a matter of great fortitude and high resolve. As for the person whom Allah forsakes and adjudges as lost, there is no protecting friend for him except he. And you will find that when the wrongdoers see the punishment about to overtake them, they will say, "Is there any way back?" And you shall see them being presented to it, the agony, humiliating themselves because of disgrace, looking with a furtive glance. And those who believe will say, "As a matter of fact, the losers are those who have lost themselves and their families on the day of resurrection. Beware, the wrongdoers will be, in fact, suffering from constant agony. They will have no protecting friends to help them apart from Allah, and there is no way of escape left for him whom Allah forsakes and adjudges as lost. Humankind, respond to your Lord before there comes a day from Allah for which there is no averting, contrary to the decree of God. There shall be no refuge for you on that day, nor will there be for you any possibility of denial of your sins. But if they turn away, in spite of all your exhortation, then it is their own responsibility. We have not sent you as a custodian over them. Your duty is only to deliver our message well. Look, when we let a person to have a taste of our mercy, he rejoices over it. But if some evil befalls them on account of what they have themselves done, they are displeased thereat. As a matter of fact, such a person is really ungrateful. The kingdom of the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. He creates what He will. He grants daughters to whom He will according to His wise plan, and He grants sons to whom He will. Or to some He grants mixed, sons and daughters, and He makes whom He will barren of having a child. Indeed, He is all-knowing, all-powerful. It is not given to a human being that Allah should speak to him except by direct revelation or from behind a veil or by sending a messenger, an angel, who should reveal to him by his command what he pleases. Indeed, he is the most sublime, the all-wise. Prophet, just so, as we sent revelations to other prophets, we reveal to you the word by our command. Before this revelation, you did not know what the divine book was, nor which of the faith it teaches. But we made it, our revelation to you, a light, whereby we guide such of our servants as we will. And truly you are guiding humankind onto the straight and right path, the path of Allah, to whom belongs all that lies in the heavens and all that lies in the earth. Behold, to Allah do all things eventually return. Al-Zukhruf, the ornaments. With the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful. Ha-Mim, Allah is praiseworthy, the Lord of all honor. This perfect book that makes the truth perspicuously clear bears witness to the above truth. Verily, we have made it a Quran, such a scripture that brings the nations together, and a scripture eloquently expressive, so that you may make use of your understanding. And it, the Quran, lies safe with us in the mother of the book, which is the source of all knowledge, and it is indeed eminently sublime and full of wisdom. Should we then leave you altogether and turn away from giving you the reminder, the source of eminence for you, just because you are a people exceeding all limits and wasting your own selves? And so many a prophet did we send among the earlier peoples, yet there never came to them a prophet, but they treated him as of no importance. Look, we destroyed those who were stronger than these Meccans in valor, and the example of the former peoples has already gone before. So how can they escape meeting the same fate? And if you ask them, who created the heavens and the earth? They will certainly say, it is the Almighty and the all-knowing God who has created them. It is He who made the earth a resting place for you, and who has for your benefit forged in its pathways so that you may follow the right path. And it is He who sends down again and again water from the clouds according to a set decree and in proper measure, and by this means we revive the dead territory. That is how you too shall be brought forth alive. It is He who has created pairs of all things. He has also made for you the ships and created the cattle whereon you ride, so that you may sit firmly on their backs, and then you may remember the favor of your Lord when you are firmly seated and settled on them, and say, Glory be to Him who has made these things subservient to us, while we, if left to ourselves, were not capable of the task of subduing them. Certainly we are the ones bound to return to our Lord. Though they say that Allah alone is the creator of the heavens and the earth, yet they have made some of His servants His part, His son. Such a human being is evidently ungrateful. Or has He taken to Himself daughters from the things He Himself has created, and has chosen you for honoring with the sons? Yet as to themselves, when one of them is given the news of the birth of a female child, the like of which sex he ascribes to the most gracious God, his face becomes gloomy and he is choked with inward grief. Is He your God who is brought up in the midst of ornaments and who is unable to make a clear expression to an argument and a plain speech in disputation and discussions? And they regard the angels, who are the servants of the most gracious God, as females. Did they witness their creation? In that case, their testimony will be recorded, and they will be questioned about it. And they say, If the most gracious God had so willed, we should never have worshipped them. They have no real knowledge whatsoever in that matter. They do nothing but make conjectures. Have we given them a scripture before this, so that they are thereby adducing an argument in support of their conjectures? Nay, but they go on saying, We have found our forefathers on a certain course, and we, while walking in their footsteps, are following the right course of true guidance. It has always been the case. We never sent any warner to any township before you, but its insolent leaders and well-to-do persons said, We have found our forefathers on a certain course, and we are the followers in their footsteps to the right direction. Thereupon, the warner to them said, Would you still follow the wrong course in their footsteps, even though I bring you a teaching giving better guidance than that on which you found your fathers? They said, We are disbelievers altogether in the teaching with which you are sent. So we were displeased with them. Behold, how miserable was the end of those who cried lies to our prophets. And recall the time when Abraham said to his sire and his people, I definitely disown what you worship, but not Him, the true God, who created me, and He will surely guide me to the right way. And He, Abraham, made it, the divine unity, a word to abide as a permanent legacy among his posterity, so that they might turn to one God. Yet when these disbelievers took to idol worship, I did not obliterate them. Rather, I allowed them and their fathers to enjoy worldly provisions until there came to them this lasting truth and a great messenger who tells the right from the wrong. Yet no sooner did the lasting truth come to them that they said, This is enchanting, but we are disbelievers in it altogether. Moreover, they said, Why has not this Quran been revealed to some man of importance from either of the two townships, Mecca or Taif, the two centers of social and political life? What? Is it they who distribute the grace of your Lord? Nay, but it is we who distribute among them their livelihood pertaining to the present life. We exalt them in rank, one over another, so that some of them may take others in service. And the grace of your Lord is much better than what they amass of the worldly provisions. And were it not for the fact that all humankind would become followers of one course of disbelief, we would have given to those who disbelieve in the most gracious God roofs of silver for their houses and silver stairways whereby they could ascend. And for their houses we would have given similar doors and couches of silver whereon they could decline. And many more ornamental things of silver and gold. Yet all this pomp and show is nothing but an enjoyment of fleeting nature pertaining only to the present life. And the comfort of the hereafter with your Lord belongs exclusively to those who become secure against evil. As for him who forsakes the admonition of the most gracious God, we appoint for him a Satan, who then becomes an intimate companion for him. These Satans turn the people away from the right path, and the people think about themselves that they are following the right course of guidance. Till when such a person comes before us on the day of judgment, he will say to his respective Satan, "Would that there had been the distance of the east and the west between you and me. What an evil companion is he!" It will be said to the satanic people that day, "Now, when it has been once proved that you acted unjustly, the fact that you are sharers in the punishment with those who misled you will be of no use to you at all this day. In this state of theirs, prophet, would you make the deaf to hear, or guide the blind and him who is engrossed in glaring error? And even if we take you away from this world, we shall punish them in all events. Or we shall show you in your lifetime that punishment which we have promised them, for evidently we have absolute power over them. Therefore, hold fast to that which has been revealed to you, for you are surely on the exact right and straight path. And truly this Quran is a source of rising to eminence for you and for your people. And you shall all be asked about whether you did the duty you owe to it. And ask those of our messenger, whom we sent before you, whether we ever appointed any deities to be worshipped apart from the most gracious God. And we sent Moses with our messages towards Pharaoh and his courtiers. Accordingly he said to them, I am truly a messenger from the Lord of the worlds. But no sooner did he bring them our signs that they laughed at them. We showed them no sign, but it was greater than its kind preceding it. And we seized them with the calamity so that they might return to the ways of righteousness. Every time the calamity visited them, they said, O man of vast learning, pray for us to your Lord, invoking him in view of the promises he has made with you. If he removes this affliction from us, we will surely follow the right course of true guidance. But no sooner did we relieve them of their affliction than they broke their word. Now, Pharaoh proclaimed among his people wherein he said, O my people, does not the kingdom of Egypt belong to me? And these streams are flowing at my command? Do you not even see? Nay, I am better than this Moses, who is a miserable wretch and can hardly express himself distinctly. If he be a specially favored one of God, why have not then bracelets of gold been bestowed on him, and thus a chiefdom conferred on him? Or rather, why have no angels accompanied him, following him in procession, formed in serried ranks? Thus did he, Pharaoh, instigate his people against Moses, and demanded prompt obedience from them, and they obeyed him. They were indeed a wicked people. And no sooner did they displease us with their wicked ways, than we punished them and drowned them altogether. And we made them a thing of the past, and an example to take warning from for the coming generations. When the case of Jesus, the son of Mary, is cited as an example, lo, your people start raising a clamor at it. And they said, what? Are our gods better, or he, the Christ? They have mentioned his case to you only by way of disputation. Nay, but the thing is that they are a contentious people. He was no more than a servant of ours, whom we graced with our blessings and favors, and we made him to be an example of virtue and piety for the children of Israel. And if we so willed, we could make some from among you, like angels, who could be our vicegerents in the land. And indeed this Quran gives the knowledge of the promised hour. So have no doubt about it, rather you should follow me. This is the straight and right path. Do not let the Satan turn you away from following it, for he is your enemy, cutting off your ties with God. And when Jesus came to his people with clear proofs, he said, I have indeed brought to you wisdom, and I have come to explain to you clearly some of the things over which you differ. So take Allah as a shield and obey me. The truth of the matter is that Allah alone is my Lord and your Lord. So worship him. This is the straight path. But hearing this, various groups of the people addressed fell into variance among themselves. Therefore, woe to those who act unjustly because of the torments of a woeful day. These opponents of the truth await only the promised hour, so that it may befall them suddenly and take them unawares. On that day, friends will turn into foes one against another. Such, however, will not be the case with those who have become secure against evil. God will say to the righteous, O my servants, this day you have nothing to fear, nor shall you ever grieve. You who believed in our teachings and submitted to our will, enter paradise, you and your spouses. You will be honored and cheered here. Then it will so happen that there they will be served in a round with bowls of gold and drinking cups, and there in paradise will be present all that their souls desire and their eyes find delight in, and you will be abiding therein forever. And such is the paradise, which you shall have as your own because of your righteous deeds. Therein you shall have fruit in abundance, enough for you to eat and spare. On the other side, the guilty will, of course, be abiding long in the torment of Gehenna. That torment will not be allowed to abate for them, and once caught in it, they shall completely despair. By punishing them so, we did them no injustice. Rather, it was they themselves who were the unjust and wrongdoers indeed. And they will cry, O Malik, the angel in charge of the hell, let your Lord finish with us and thus rid us of the torment once and for all. He will reply, You have to remain here in this very state. God will say, We really brought you the truth, yet most of you were those who found the truth hard to follow. Now these opponents of truth have taken a decision to kill the prophet, so we have also taken our decision of the case of his saving. Nay, but they think that we do not hear their secret talks and their private consultation against our prophet. Indeed, we do hear not only that private talk, but our envoys, who remain by their side, are noting down everything. Say, the most gracious God has no son, and I am the foremost to bear witness to this fact. Holy is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and the Lord of the throne of power, far above and free from those polytheistic things they ascribe to him. So leave them alone to indulge in vain talk, and to keep themselves occupied with unreal things until they meet their time of punishment, which they have been promised. He it is who is the only God in all the heavens and the only God in the whole of the earth, And he alone is the all-wise, the all-knowing. And blessed be he to whom belongs the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth, and all that lies between them. And he alone has the knowledge of the promised hour, and to him you shall all be made to return. And all those whom they call upon, apart from him, have no authority to intercede with their Lord. But this right is given to him who bears witness to the truth, and they know him, the prophet, and his good conduct well. If you were to ask them, who created them? They will no doubt say, Allah. Then whither are they being led astray? And he has the knowledge of his prophet's repeated cry and appeal, O my Lord, these are a people who do not believe. So prophet, leave them alone, and bidding them goodbye, say peace. They shall soon know the truth and the folly that they are committing. Al-Dukhan, the drought. With the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful. Ha-Mim, Allah is praiseworthy, the Lord of all honor. This perfect book that makes the truth perspicuously clear bears testimony to the above statement. Truly, we reveal this book in a night full of blessings. It has been our wont to warn people against evil. During this night, every matter full of wisdom and substance is explained distinctly. Every matter to be decided and done by our own command. Verily, we have ever been sending messengers as a mercy from your Lord. Behold, he is the all-hearing, the all-knowing, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and all that lies between them. If you would only be convinced to have faith in something, have faith in him. There is no other, cannot be, and will never be one worthy of worship but he. He alone gives life and causes to die. He is your Lord, as well as the Lord of your forefathers. Yet they have no faith. They are steeped in doubt and occupied with unreal things. So prophet, watch for the day when the sky will bring about a clear drought that will envelop these people. This is that woeful calamity which is foretold. Seeing this, the people will cry out, Our Lord, rid us of this calamity. Truly we will be believers. How shall they take heed now in this condition, for there has already come to them a great messenger telling the right from the wrong? Yet they turned away from him and said, He is a man tutored by others, a man bereft of his senses. Look, we shall relax your punishment for a short while, but you are sure to revert to your former evil ways. After this respite, we shall again seize you with the mighty onslaught one day. Then we shall inflict a sure and stern punishment. And we afflicted the people of Pharaoh with a torment before them, for there had come to them too a noble and respectable messenger, saying, Deliver to me the servants of Allah. In fact, I am to you a messenger, faithful to my trust. And do not rise up in defiance of Allah. Surely I bring to you a clear authoritative proof. And I have taken refuge with my Lord and your Lord, lest you should stone me to death. You had better leave me alone if you do not believe in me. Thereupon, when they denied him, he, Moses, called to his Lord, saying, These are a people guilty indeed. Then the order was, Set forth with my servants in a watch of the night, for you are going to be chased. And leave when the sea is calm and not in tide by its depressed portion, crossing on the dunes. Surely these pursuers are a host of people doomed to be drowned. So they were drowned, and many a garden and springs they left behind. And the cornfields. And how beautiful a place of high status, and the prosperity and comfort that they enjoyed and took delight in, That is how it shall happen now with the rejectors of the prophet. And we gave all such things to another people, and neither the residents of the heaven nor those of the earth mourned over them, nor were they reprieved. Look, we delivered the children of Israel from the disgraceful torment, from the torment of Pharaoh. He was surely haughty and one of the transgressors. And we chose them on the basis of our knowledge over all their contemporary people. And we gave them some of the signs wherein were placed unmixed blessings. These people of this time do say, it is but our first death, the only one we will encounter, and after that we shall never be the revived ones. So bring our forefathers back to life if you are truthful in what you say about resurrection. Are they superior to the people of Yemenite King Tubah and to those who flourished even before them? We destroyed them all because they were certainly guilty. And we did not create the heavens and the earth and all that lies between them just because we were doers of some purposeless work. That we created them, it was only for an eternal purpose, to establish the truth, yet most of them do not know this. Verily, the day of decision is the promised time appointed for all of them, the day when no friend shall avail a friend, in the least, nor shall they be helped. Different, however, shall be the case of those to whom Allah will show mercy. Verily, He alone is the mighty, the ever merciful. Verily, the despicable tree of Zakkum shall be the food of the arch sinners. It will act like molten copper. It will boil in their bellies as the boiling of scalding water. The word shall then pass about the guilty. Take hold of him, then drag him into the midst of hell. Again, pour boiling water upon his head by way of torment to him. It will be said to him, suffer this punishment of yours which you doubted. You deemed yourself as if you were the mighty, the honorable one. This, of course, is the very punishment about which you used to wrangle. As for the righteous, they shall be lodged in havens of peace and security, in the midst of a land of gardens and springs. They shall wear fine silk and heavy brocade, and will be sitting face to face. Thus shall it actually happen, and we shall pair them with pure maidens having beautiful large eyes. They will order therein every kind of fruit, and will be safe and secure. They will meet therein no death after the first death met by them in the world. And Allah saved them from the torment of the hell. All this will take place by way of grace from your Lord. That is the very great achievement indeed. And we have made this Quran easy in your Arabic tongue so that the people may take heed. Now await their end, for they are also awaiting yours.
Al-Jathiyah, the fallen on the knees. With the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful. Ha-Mim. Allah is praiseworthy, the Lord of all honor. The gradual revelation of this perfect book proceeds from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. The fact is that there are signs for believers in the heavens and in the earth, and for the people who have firm faith, there are signs in your own creation and in that of all living creatures which He spreads abroad, and in the alternation of night and day, and the sustenance that Allah sends down through clouds, whereby He revives the earth after its desolation, and in the veering of the winds, there are signs for a people who make use of their understanding. These are the signs of Allah which we describe to you with precision. In what other announcement will they believe after they have rejected the word of Allah and His signs? Woeful agony awaits every sinful habitual liar who hears the messages of Allah which are recited to him, and then he very proudly persists in his disbelief as though he has not heard these messages. So give him the tidings of a woeful punishment. And when he comes to know something of our messages, he holds them as of little importance. It is such people for whom there awaits a disgraceful punishment. In addition to this worldly punishment, they have Gehenna before them. The wealth they have acquired shall not avail them, nor shall these guardians of theirs whom they have taken for their helping friends apart from Allah be of any help to them. And there awaits them a dreadful punishment. This Quran is true and a complete guidance. But those who deny the commandment of their Lord shall suffer the scourge of a woeful punishment. It is Allah who has made the sea subservient to you, so that the ships may sail upon it by His command, and so that by means of these ships you may seek His bounty and give Him thanks. And He has made subservient to you all that lies in the heavens and all that lies in the earth. All these benedictions are from Him. In all this, there are signs for a people who would reflect. Tell those who believe to let alone those who do not accept the contesting days of Allah, on which the righteous will be successful in the land, and the wicked will suffer disaster, in order that He Himself may recompense every people according to their deeds. He who does good does it for the good of his own soul. And he who does evil, the sad consequences of it shall befall him. For after all, you will be brought back to your Lord. And indeed, we gave the children of Israel the scripture of Mosaic law, and power of judgment and prophethood, and provided them with good and pure things, and exalted them over the contemporary peoples. And we gave them clear signs regarding this affair of the advent of this prophet. And they did not differ about it, but after true knowledge in the form of the Quran had come to them. And this difference was to spite one another. Behold, your Lord will judge between them on the day of resurrection concerning all their differences. Then we gave you a system of law and set you on a clear highway regarding this affair. Follow it, and do not follow the caprices of those who have no knowledge. Verily, they can be of no avail to you against the displeasure of Allah. Surely the wrongdoers are helping friends one of the other. But Allah is the helping friend of those who have become secure against evil. Those teachings of the Quran are a means to grant insight to humankind and a source of complete guidance and a mercy for a people who have firm faith. Do those who commit evil deeds think that we will treat them like those who believe and accordingly do deeds of righteousness, so that their lives and deaths be alike? How ill they judge! Allah has created the heavens and the earth with an eternal purpose to ensure that every soul be recompensed according to his deeds and no one be done injustice to. Have you considered the case of him who has taken his own low desires for his God, and whom Allah has forsaken and adjudged as lost on the basis of his infinite knowledge, and whose ears and heart he has sealed, and whose eyes he has covered with a veil? Who then will guide him after Allah has condemned him for his being given to evil ways? Will you then pay no heed? They say, "We have only this, our present life, to live. We people of one generation die, and we people of a new generation from among us come to life again, here in this very world. It is the passage of time alone that deals us death." But they have no real knowledge whatsoever about the matter, the hereafter. They merely make conjectures. And when our clear messages are recited to them, their only contention is that they say, "Bring back our forefathers alive if you are true in your belief in the life after death." Say, "It is Allah alone who gives you life. Then He causes you to die. Then He will gather you together on the day of resurrection, the day about the advent of which there is no doubt." Yet most of the people do not know this truth. The kingdom of the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah, At the time when the promised hour shall come to pass, the falsifiers of the truth with vanity shall be in the loss on that day. And at that promised time, you shall see every community fallen on their knees. Every community will be summoned to face their records of deeds. And it shall be said to them, "This day you shall be recompensed according to your deeds." Here is our prepared record. It speaks the truth about you. Indeed, we have been getting all your deeds fully registered and preserved. Now, as for those who believed and did deeds of righteousness, their Lord will admit them into His mercy. This indeed is a manifest achievement. But as for those who disbelieved, God will say, "Is it not that my messages were recited to you, yet you behaved arrogantly, and you became those who cut off their ties with us? And when it is said to you, 'The promise of Allah is of course true, and the hour of resurrection, there is no doubt about it,' you said, 'We do not know what the hour may be. We have only a faint notion about it, and we are by no means convinced of its certainty.' And on that day, the evils inherent in their deeds will become apparent to them. They will be caught by that very destruction they used to hold in very low estimation. And it will be said to them, 'This day we have given you up, just as you gave up the idea that you will meet this day of yours. Now your resort is the fire, and you have no one for a helper. This end of yours is because you took no account of the commandments of Allah, and the life of this world seduced you.' So that day, they will not be taken out of it, nor will they be able to reach even the threshold of the divine presence, seeking to make amends and to win His favor. All type of perfect and true praise, therefore, belongs to Allah, Lord of the heavens, Lord of the earth, and Lord of the worlds. And all the majesty in the heavens and the earth belongs to Him alone, and He alone is the Almighty, the All-Wise."